I have an interesting story today to tell you. Once upon a time, there was a woman, and this woman was not that good. She used to do something bad, some things that are bad. But because our Lord Jesus Christ loves everyone, he wanted to let her repent and change her life, to be a very good woman. Okay? So he was far, about 6 hours walking. About how many?
Six hour
walking. And he started from 6 o'clock in the morning. And he started to walk. 6 hours. 6 hours in the morning. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. At 12, it was very cold or very hot? Very hot. It was very hot. And he became thirsty. And then he knew that she was coming to take water. Now we open the tap at home, we find water. But in the past, it wasn't like that. They had something called spring or well. And this well was something huge like that, kind of. And when you look, you find deep water. And to get water, you have to get water pot. And this water pot, to tie it with the rod, and to put the water tube down, lower it, until you find the water. And then you pull the rod, and you have the water pot. And then you empty it in another vessel. And then you come back and put the rod with the water pot and lower it, until you find water. And then you pull again. And then you put in the another vessel. And then again, until you fill the vessel. And then you fill another vessel. And the two vessels were hung by a rod with a stick or rod. You put on your shoulder, one from here and one from here, and you walk until you go home. Until you go home. And the Lord was thirsty. And it was very hot. And then he sat at the well, waiting for. And the woman was good or bad?
Bad.
A little bit bad. It was bad or good?
Bad.
But Jesus Christ loves everyone. Yeah? Then he sat like that. And then all of a sudden, at 12 o'clock, came the woman, and she had the water pot. Did Jesus have a water pot? He didn't have it. And he was thirsty, and he needed to drink. And then he said to the woman, "Please, can you give me what to drink? I'm thirsty." And then the woman said to him, What? You are a strange man. How come that you ask me for a water and we do not deal with you? You are a strange man. I don't know you." And then Jesus told her, "You know what, you woman? You know what? If you knew who is asking you for the water, you could have asked him to give you water. And this water, if I give you, you will not come again to this well to have water." What was this water that Jesus was going to give to the bad woman? What was that? Guess. Guess. Yeah. His holy body and blood. Yes, good. What else? His Holy Spirit. Yeah? His Holy Spirit. Yeah? What else? His holy word. Yes? Yes? And then the woman said to him, oh, what a good idea. Then give me this water. Then I will not come back to have water from this well. Jesus was speaking about the true water. You know the true water? What is the true water? Yeah, what is else, the true water? Holy water. What's else? Yeah, the Holy Spirit. What's else? The Word of God, the Bible, the Bible. Yeah? The Bible, the Psalms, and everything we do that. Then we feel that we are satisfied. We don't need more water. Because the Lord gave us the true water. When we come to the church and to take the Holy Communion, yes, we are hungry and thirsty because usually we have to fast from midnight. Into very young a little bit, but when you grow, you will start not to eat in the morning on Sunday. But when you come, you would come hungry and thirsty. And then the Lord said to her, the water that I give you is the living water. Living water? What is that? What's the living water? He said, yes, because when you drink from this water now, I'm thirsty now. After some time, I will become thirsty again. And then I go to the fridge, open the fridge, take a bottle, drink again. And after a few hours, Mom! I'm thirsty, please. I want to drink, yes, every time. But for the Lord, when we pray, when we sing hymns, when we keep psalms, when we come to the church early, when we have the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord, we will not need the things of the world. We will not feel the thirsty. And then the woman said to him, give me this water, please. And then he asked her a question. And she answered a very good answer. And then the Lord said, I am very pleased of you because you said the truth. Your sins are forgiven. So she confessed. Do you know what confession?
Yes.
What's confession, Antonio? Before you're going to Abuna, before you go to Abuna to tell every stuff, bad stuff you did, what do you do? Pray to God. What else? No. Before you go to Abuna Elashan to confess, what should I do? Repent? Yeah. Before confession, I say to myself, oh, I lied. It's bad. I swore. It's bad. I smacked my brother or sister. It's bad. I did not obey my mother and father. It's bad. All these are bad things, so I should not do that. Why shouldn't I do that? Why? Because God is here. God is here. The Spirit of God is here. I took it when Abuna baptized me in the baptism. So I should not disobey the word of God. When I disrespect my father or my mother or my elder brothers or sisters, then it's bad. When I swear, I lie, I'm not honest. How to get the living water again? To repent, to say sorry to God, and then to go to Abuna, confess to God. We do not confess to Abuna. We confess to
God.
But we say it in the presence of
Abuna.
Again. You have to know that. Again. We do not confess to Abuna. We confess to in the presence of? Why? Because God gives us the forgiveness of sin, and Abuna gives us the permission to receive the Holy Communion. Again. To whom you confess?
To
God. In the presence of? Does Abuna forgive your sin?
No.
What does Abuna do? What does Abuna do? He gives me the permission. We call it absolution, call it whatever. But he gives me, I said, okay, you are repented now. I am witness that you repented and you regretted what you did and you want to start a good life and a good boy and good girl. Then you can receive the Holy Communion. Then what happened to the woman? Repented. And after she repented, she left what? The altar put. She left it. And she hurried to the people of her city and said, come. There is a man who told me everything bad I did. I now good wife, good woman. I'm now starting a good life with Jesus. He is Jesus. Come and see him. And all the people came and they saw the Lord. And they said, oh, stay with us. He wanted to leave. No, stay with us. Day. And they, stay more. 2 days. Stay more. 3 days. And then they said to the woman, we now know that he is Lord Jesus Christ who forgives the sin. Not only because you said to us, but also because we touched him, we saw him, we heard him, we were with him. And this woman is called the Samaritan woman. What's the name? It's called? This is the gospel of tomorrow. This is the gospel of
tomorrow.
May the Lord forgive us our sins when we, after, before confession, repent and then confess again. The Lord will forgive our sins. Will forgive our sins when we repent and then
confess
and then come to receive the Holy Communion. God bless you all. Stand up for prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Because worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, these are our Lord. Thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace to your lessons. The peace of the Lord be with you all. فقد ومش مش مكتوب دتولي لي لما يجي من الأول بشوي معهوش بشوي هنا تحت استفدت حاجة اسمها حاجة. This is the way to explain to the children the difficult story in simple words without touching. If you say, she was adulterous, what does that mean? She was a sinner woman, what the meaning of sinner woman? So be patient to the children. Sunday school servants, be patient to the children. And when you explain to them, explain something they can swallow, they can understand, they can بيسموها ايه؟ مش مهم. يعني they can benefit of, can benefit of, just not big words and try. إن شاء الله المرة الجاية I will make it like a, an act. I will bring one of the boys to let him play like the paralytic man and explain to them what happened. I try to make it like a play, and they do this play themselves. And this way they will never forget the story of the Samaritan woman or the paralytic man.